thank you so much to everyone
Thank
that
you.
is online with us tonight. Praise God. I congratulate you and I welcome you to day 9 of 30 days of planting the heavens. God is so good. God is so good. We can't thank him enough.
Amen.
We can't thank him enough. He's done too much, too much, too much.
Thank
he's
you.
So faithful. He's so faithful.
Yeah.
Lord, we honor you tonight. We give you all the glory and the praise that we can muster from within us. We exalt your holy name.
Amen.
Father, thank you for the good that you have prepared for us tonight. Holy Spirit, we welcome you. We receive your illumination. We receive light in the Spirit of God. We receive an uncovering of every hidden secret. We thank you, Father, for your mighty favor tonight. We bless you. Lord, as the earth, as surely as the earth brings forth her bud, and as the garden causes the things sown in it to spring forth, Lord, cause righteousness and praise to spring forth out of our lives. In the name of Jesus, we bless you, O God. Hallelujah. Welcome, welcome, everyone. Welcome. God bless you. Thank you for being with us again tonight. I'm going to ask that we take our confession together. Oh, the Lord has been so good. There's so much the Lord is doing in this season. We are just overwhelmed. And I'm so thankful to God for his loving kindness. I want us to take our confession together, everyone, and then get into the word, to the teaching that the Lord has for us tonight. Everyone, let's take it 2-3, go.
2015 is my year
of heaven on earth. I am rising up, and heaven is coming down to me. I am seated with Christ in the heavenly places. The Garden of Eden is my new reality. Days of heaven upon the earth are here to stay. Days of laughing, singing, praising, celebrating, rejoicing, and dancing will never end. Welcome heaven, welcome Eden. I am a loved child of God. Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost are the new constant in my life. No more crying, no more whining. Goodbye death, disease, sorrow, sickness, pain, and failure. Former things are passed away. All things are new. The night season is over. Daybreak is finally here. Good morning, Coyote. For as surely as the earth brings forth her bud, and as the garden causes the things sown in it to spring forth, so the Lord God will cause righteousness and praise to spring forth out of my life. Exceeding grace will make the difference in my destiny. Zoe life, the superabundant yampo life of God, will continually overflow in me. Light be, I am free from every yoke and chain of darkness. This is my walk over here. Divine wisdom will distinguish me. The God kind of faith will make a giant. My due season of harvest is here. I am walking God's order. The covenant walketh every precious eyes, returning to me speedily, multiplied things. I am walking over frustration, dysfunction, delay, barriers, stagnation, and every terminal thereby terminated. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen.
2015 is my year of heaven on earth. I rise up and heaven coming down. I am seated right in the heavenly places. The God of Eden is my new reality. Days of heaven upon the earth are here to stay. Days of laughter, singing,
praise.
Praise, joy, dancing will never end. Welcome, heaven. Welcome, Eden. Amen. Please go back with me to Isaiah chapter 43. Isaiah chapter 43 and verse 18. Remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert places. The Amplified says, I will do a thing. Now it springs forth. Do you not perceive it? And know it, and will you not give heed to it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert places. Beloved, as we started learning yesterday, there are three major things that we need to learn about the new things that God wants to do in our lives. The first is, in order for these new things to happen, for us to access them and enjoy the fullness of them, we need to develop a higher, stronger sense of spiritual perception and sensitivity. Number two, we need to become accustomed to the speedily blessings, the suddenlies of God. Number three, we need to have high expectation. We need to become high expectation people. And last night, the Lord led us, and we started to look through the scriptures. I'm going to have a thread through some more scriptures tonight as we press on in learning about developing spiritual perception and sensitivity. We already saw in 1 Corinthians chapter 2 from verse 9 to 14, eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, it has not entered into the heart of man, the things that God has prepared for those that love him. But these things are revealed unto us by the Holy Spirit. For the Spirit of God searcheth the things of God, yea, the deep things of God. And in Jeremiah, the book of Jeremiah, chapter 33, the Lord said, I believe that's where we closed last night, the Bible says in verse 3, call unto me, and I will answer you, and I will show you great and mighty things which thou knowest not. One of the very powerful lines that I remember we shared last night was, God wants to show, but he can only show those who want to know and are in the flow when they go to him. God wants to show, but he can only show those who want to know and are in the flow when they go to him. Let me take a moment, because I didn't explain that yesterday. I gave us that line as it was in my spirit, but I did not spend any time to explain that at all. The see there is that God wants to show us the secret things. There are so many things that are beyond the surface There are many things that the natural eyes and the natural mind cannot necessarily comprehend. The Word of God tells us in that same 1 Corinthians 2, it says the natural man cannot receive the things of the Spirit of God because they are spiritually discerned. And that, I believe that's verse 14. He says the natural man cannot receive the things of the Spirit. That's not just talking about an unbeliever. It's also talking about a Christian, a believer, who has very low spiritual perception and sensitivity. When a believer has low spiritual perception and sensitivity, even when God is trying to show us things, even when God is speaking out loud and he's revealing things, we can't see it because we are dull of hearing, because our eyes cannot see. And even in the scriptures in the Old Testament, the Lord Jesus Christ referring to some of the prophetic words from especially Prophet Isaiah, he says, hasn't God said about these people that they will be dull of hearing? They will hear, but they will not understand. It means they have low, very low and very underdeveloped spiritual perception and sensitivity. So that's our line, see. God wants to show, but he can only show those who want to know. The secret things, the Bible says, belong unto God. Deuteronomy chapter 29, verse 29. No matter how much spiritual perception we develop in our individual life, we will never know everything. There are many things that are higher than us. Apostle Paul said, he says, we know in part. He says, but when the perfect comes, then that which is imperfect will be done away with. Because then we will know all things, and we will know as we are known. That's in 1 Corinthians chapter 13. But right now, we can know some things. And even though we know in part, God wants to reveal some things to us. He says in Deuteronomy 29, verse 29, the secret things belong unto God. But those that are revealed unto us and to our children so that we can do the will of God. So that means some things are revealed. God wants to reveal some things that are pertinent to our lives. God wants to reveal some things that are pertinent to his plan for us. God wants to reveal some things that are pertinent, even things that the enemy is doing, in order for us to enjoy some of the new things of God. Beloved, I want you to pay attention to this, that when our eyes become open, the eyes of our spiritual understanding, when we become enlightened, we will see deeper than what we see. Matter of fact, I want you to check this out. Even in this season, many of you who are participating in the Daniel fast and who are spending more time than usual in prayer, time in fellowship with the Holy Spirit, time in the Word of God, and especially those who are spending time with us in the evening, during these 30 days of planting the heavens, you check this out because you will find out in this season you have a higher level of spiritual perception and sensitivity. And I know that before we are done with this particular aspect of our learning, our teaching, we are going to learn some practical ways in which we can tap into that spiritual perception, ways in which we can develop it better so that our spirits are well positioned. But I'm saying, even in this season, some things will come to you. That's why it's important that you have a journal. And God doesn't just want to talk to us in January. He wants to talk to us right through the year when we make ourselves available unto him. But I'm saying, you will find out in this season, your eyes will pop open to some things. There is wisdom, solution to problems, answers to some difficulties, some things you've been trying to deal with, or some questions you've been trying to answer, or some steps you've needed to take, or some breakthrough you've needed. You will find out answers, a lot of inspiration
will come to you in this season. God wants to reveal. He wants to reveal the hidden things of the spirit realm to us that will enable us to enjoy his new things. Well, in Jeremiah 33, verse 33, he said that, he said, call unto me. Call unto me. And if you call unto me, I will answer you and I will show you great and mighty things that are fenced in and hidden and secret, things that are not readily revealed. Somebody say with me tonight, put your hands on your chest again. Say with me, in the name of Jesus, I receive inspiration and I receive understanding of the deeper things of God.
In the name of Jesus, I receive
inspiration and understanding in the deeper things of God.
Amen. Amen. Notice that beginning, I don't know why the Lord picked our health first, but I noticed last night, though I, in my heart, in my preparation, focus on three areas, health, finances, and relationships, especially regarding this subject we are learning tonight, I noticed that last night, the Lord actually had us focus more on our health. I believe there's a lot of people who are dealing with certain health issues that are very easy to overcome. Very easy. But beloved, there needs to be a change in our focus. There has to be a change in our perception. We have to give our spirit man the upper hand. Many times there's a battle, a conflict going on between our spirit man and our head, our mind, our mental realm. Our spirit man is trying so hard to come up and to give us inspiration. But our mind, sometimes we are too used, we are too focused on the natural things. So it's difficult, even when our spirit is trying to point us in a direction, it's so difficult for our mind to accept it. That's why this lesson is very important. A lot of people are dealing, especially in their health, they are dealing with things that God has already provided miracles for. Listen to this, child of God. I can say this on the confidence of the word that I sense from heaven, that a lot of people who are listening to this lesson, this teaching tonight, and some who would hear it at another time, a lot of people are dealing with health issues that should have been cured 2 years ago. The cure was already provided. The healing was already there. The miracle was already there. But because we become so used to our mental realm, we chose to walk according to our mind rather than give our spirit room to give us inspiration. The Bible says there is a spirit in man, and the spirit of the Lord, the inspiration of the Lord God Almighty will give him understanding. When you deal, especially, this covers every area of life, but especially in our health, there are so many answers that have been provided. Listen, I went and looked at that scripture. You know, I quoted it last night. I didn't really prepare it. I didn't think about it. So I know it came by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. But I remember that while I was speaking last night, I talked about the heaven, the firmament between the waters. I don't want you to leave Jeremiah 3, but just you can write this down and look at it later on. You remember we've talked about the creation in Genesis 1, and especially when you look in verse 6, that's day 2. Day 2, God created the heavens, he called it. And God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. And God made the firmament and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament. And it was so. And God called the firmament heaven. He called the firmament heaven. Beloved, there are waters beyond the clouds. The waters that you and I are drinking, the waters that we are swimming in, the waters that we are taking in, on this terrestrial earth, a lot of times is corrupted water. God wants to send us waters from beyond the firmament. God wants to send us waters from the other side, the waters of heaven. Those are the real living waters. You know, in John chapter 7, Jesus said, "Come unto me, those of you who are thirsty." You remember in verse 39? And he said, "And out of you will flow rivers of living water." Notice, there's already waters within us. There's already waters within every human being. But he says he wants us to have rivers of living waters. And then the word of God tells us he was talking about the Holy Spirit who was not yet given. Well, the Holy Spirit has now been given. There are waters in the natural that we are surrounded by, that we are drinking, that we are swimming in. But these waters, a lot of times, are corrupted. God wants to give us access to the waters beyond the firmament, where there is no sickness. There is no sickness in heaven. There is no pain in heaven. No disease in heaven. Beloved, and remember, when the Spirit of God came, when Jesus came, he said, "The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the good news, the glad tidings, to the sick, or to the poor. And he has anointed me." And then he starts listing all the things he's anointed to do. And one of them is to heal the brokenhearted, is to deliver the afflicted and the oppressed. Because the anointing brings healing. The Holy Spirit does not bring sickness. The water of the Holy Spirit is living water. It is so powerful that no matter how dead the water in a life, no matter how corrupted the water in a life, when the water of the Holy Spirit comes, it brings a cleansing, it brings a healing, and it brings renewal. Don't leave Jeremiah 33. I want you to stay there. But you can write this scripture down in 2 Kings chapter 2. You remember when the man of God, Elisha, came to a certain city, and some men, the men of that city, came and met him. I believe in 2 Kings chapter 2, I believe from verse 19, the men of the city said unto Elisha, "Behold, I pray thee, the situation of this city is pleasant, as my Lord seeth, but the water is bad, and the ground is barren." The water is bad, and the ground is barren. Obviously, if the water is bad, the ground will be barren. Obviously, if the water is bad, the ground will be barren. But look at what the man of God said. Actually, in the Amplified, he said, "The water is bad. The locality causes miscarriage and barrenness in all animals." See, that's corrupted water right there. But God wants to take that corrupted water and put his own water from heaven into it and completely eradicate barrenness, completely eradicate sickness, completely eradicate everything that is not in line with the word of God in our lives. Notice, the man of God in verse 20 said, "Bring me a new bowl, a new cruse, and put salt therein." And they brought it unto him, and he went forth unto the spring of the waters, and he cast the salt in there, and said, "Thus saith the Lord, I have healed these waters, and from now there shall be no more death or barren land." And the waters were healed unto this day, according to the saying of Elisha, which he spoke. God took natural corrupted water and healed it by the waters from heaven. See, the healing flow, the healing stream, the healing rivers of God that he wants to give you and I is such that will put us in a place where sickness will be far from us. Sickness. That you will be sickness free even when symptoms come. Which symptoms will come because the enemy will try to attack us, but you will still be sickness free. You will overcome. When sickness comes, all you will say, you will go back and take that new cruise and take that water, take the salt, take the power of the Holy Spirit and say, ah, he himself took my infirmities and my diseases, and by his stripes I have been made well. You can read that into a cup of water, into a cup of coffee, into a cup of orange juice or whatever, and drink that, and that becomes healing for your body. Even though symptoms are trying to attack you, it becomes healing for your body. But a lot of this happens through illumination in our eyes. Illumination. Illumination. When our spiritual eyes become open, when we develop a stronger sense of perception, God can translate and transmit to us healing rivers from his heavenly. I believe there are men and women on this line tonight who are carrying ailments, sicknesses in their bodies, and God has prepared miracles for you. I want you to believe God with me. I don't know why the Lord is focusing right now on physical situation, health, bodily situations. I don't know why. I'm just going here with the Holy Spirit. I want you to believe God with me that you will not carry those ailments beyond this Daniel fast in the name of Jesus. Amen. I want you to believe God. I want you to believe God with me.
Amen.
That you will drink of the waters of heaven. You will drink of the waters of heaven. Everything from your head to your eyes, your ears, your neck, your shoulders, your elbows, your hands, your fingers, your midsection, your reproductive system, your circulatory system. Every part of you will drink of the waters of heaven. That you healing will spring forth for you. You remember? We read that in Isaiah. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Remember we read that in Isaiah 58 when we talked about the fast last week? This is one of the scriptures we read last when we talked about the fast that the Lord accepts. It says in Isaiah 58 verse 8, then shall your light break forth as the morning, and your health shall spring forth speedily. Your health shall spring forth speedily, and your righteousness will go before you, and the glory of the Lord shall be your rare reward. And you will call, and the Lord will answer you. You will cry, and he will say, here I am. And if you take away from the midst of you the yoke, the putting up of finger, he says that the Lord will cause obscurity and darkness to be far removed from you, and he will guide you continually. And that you will be like a well-watered garden, a spring of water whose water still not. God wants to bring you the waters of heaven. He wants to refresh you. He wants to bring strength to your bones, your aching bones. Beloved, God has no joy, no fulfillment, no delight in seeing us, his children, walking upon the earth with pain in our bodies, with aching bones, sleeplessness, problems with physical disease and affliction, kidney problems, liver problems, heart problems, blood issues, reproductive tract problems. No, no. But like I said at the beginning, beloved, one of the things the enemy has done to put us in a trap is we have accepted it. Our minds now have accepted it. People will say things like, well, you know, it's a female, it's one of those female problems. You know, it's a regular, it's a usual female problem. Every female has to have it. But where do you see that in the Word of God? Where? Where it says that as a part of your covenant, you have to have it. People talk about, oh, you know, it's just a male issue. You know, as you get to a certain age, it begins to happen. But where did you see that in the Word of God? people talk about, oh, you know, it's just, you know, yeah, that comes with, yeah, that's true. There are certain things that come with aging. But let me tell you, even when we age, the Lord wants to make it easier for us. The Lord wants to give us strength in our old age. Not that you will not feel like an 18-year-old when you are 68, when you are 58. You may not necessarily feel like a 28-year-old, but you know what? You don't have to carry pain. You don't have to carry endless arthritis. You don't have to have back pain that continually bothers you and troubles you. God wants to deliver you. I sense the anointing of the Holy Spirit on this line tonight for physical problems. Physical problems.
Amen.
Healing, supernatural healing is going forth on this line tonight. I didn't tell you to do this, and I didn't plan to do it, but I'm sensing it in my spirit. If you have a handkerchief, get your handkerchief and keep it right next to your phone as we go through this session tonight. If you have a bottle of anointing oil, get it and open it and keep it right next to your phone. If you don't have any of those, get a cup of water. Pour water into that cup. Keep that water right next to your phone. If you have physical ailments, physical problems, as soon as we are done with this service tonight, when we close and share the grace, I want you to take that cup of water and drink it. But drink it in faith and receive the waters of heaven. Let them purify everything within your system. Let them dislodge everything that is barrenness. Let them dislodge everything that is not of God. Let them dislodge every form of weakness, every form of sickness. God wants to fill you with strength. The Bible says in Psalm 103, it says he renews your youth. He fills your mouth with good things. He renews your youth like the eagles. He renews your youth like the eagles. He wants to renew your youth. Keep that water there, or anointing oil, or handkerchief. When we are done, put that handkerchief over your head. Lay it over the area of where the sickness is, and speak over yourself and declare in the name of Jesus, I receive the waters of heaven. I receive healing water. I receive the river of life. I command every sickness, every affliction in my physical body. It's time to go. Go. Lose your hold over my life. Now in the name of Jesus. And beloved, you watch. You watch. Miracles are going to begin to happen. Remember, he said it will spring forth speedily. Symptoms may still show, but within hours, you will start to feel different.
Amen.
Your eyes will feel different. Your head will feel different. No matter what symptoms you have, everything within your system is going to feel different. It's going to begin to receive from the waters of heaven. Why? Because God said so. This is your night to receive your healing. This is your night for deliverance. This is the night when healing and restoration and deliverance from every physical ailment will come into your physical body. And you will receive all that God has for you. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
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 He said in Jeremiah chapter 33 verse 6, behold, I will bring it health and cure. And I will cure them. And I will reveal unto them the abundance of peace and truth. God wants to surround you with abundance of peace. Peace in your spirit, peace in your mind, peace in your physical body, peace in your destiny, peace in your family, peace in your marriage, peace with your children, peace in your relationship, peace with your finances, abundance of peace, abundance of peace, abundance of peace. It is a part of your heritage. It is a part of your covenant, abundance of peace. Keep your finger. Keep your finger right there where we were in Jeremiah chapter 33. This time has run so fast, but I thank God for the presence of the Holy Spirit. I thank God for the anointing. I know something is happening on this airwave tonight. Keep your finger there in Jeremiah chapter 33, verse 6, where we were. Look at Psalm 7. Just quickly. Look at Psalm 72, verse 7. Look at Psalm 72, verse 7. Glory be to God. Glory, glory be to God. Somebody shout it out loud. Say, I'm healed.
I'm healed.
I'm healed.
I'm healed.
Yes, you are. And so you are. And so you are. God said it, and it was so. And God saw, that what he said was good. God said it. And when you say it, it will be so. And you will soon find out that what you said was good. Psalm 72. Look at Psalm 72. Look at verse 7. Psalm 72, verse 7. In his days, talking about the Messiah, in his days shall the righteous flourish, and abundance of peace so long as the moon endureth. In his days shall the righteous flourish, and abundance of peace so long as the moon endureth. He will have dominion from sea to sea. God wants to fill you with abundance of peace. God wants to bless you with abundance of peace. Peace in your spirit, peace in your mind, peace in your soul, peace in your physical body, peace in every part of you. Look at it. Psalm 37. Go over there. Psalm 37 and verse, look at it, verse 11. Psalm 37, verse 11. But the meek shall inherit the earth and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. Look at it. In the mouth of two or three witnesses, every word is established. God has given you at least three witnesses over this abundance of peace. It is your heritage. It is God's plan for you. It is God's will for you. Anything contrary to that is not of God. And if you want a New Testament, another New Testament witness, John 16:33, it says, I give you my peace. John 14:1, I give you my peace. I bequeath my peace unto you. Not as the world giveth, so I give to you. I give you my peace. I give you my peace. I give you my peace. He says, be troubled for nothing, anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, make your request known unto God, and the peace of God that passes all human understanding shall fill your life, shall fill your heart and your spirit in Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, I believe that is from verse 6. Abundance of peace, abundance of peace, abundance of peace. That is your portion. He says, I will kill them, I will cure them. And somebody on the line says, but our pastor, I don't have physical problems. You will need this word. You will need this miracle. Keep that handkerchief handy. Keep that water. Drink it. Because we don't take the water of heaven only because we feel pain. We take the water of heaven to keep our system refreshed. To keep the life of God flowing within us. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God.
Hallelujah.
Glory be to God. Before it's time to close tonight, this has been a very short one. This has been a very short one. Quickly, quickly, write this down. 2 Kings, tonight before you go to bed, I want you to meditate on Naaman, the centurion, the general, Syrian general. 2 Kings chapter 5, verse 10 to 14. 2 Kings chapter 5, verse 10 to 14. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you. Thank you. We give you praise. We give you praise for the anointing. We give you praise for the power of God. We give you praise for deliverance from every yoke and affliction. Second Kings. What did I say? 2 Kings chapter 5, verse 10 to 14. I'm going to read just a few verses here before I close tonight. 2 Kings chapter 5, verse 10. God wants to make your skin, no matter how old you are, No matter what the affliction is in your body, he wants to make your body like the body of a child again. All your physical organs working. Your kidney, if your kidney was collapsing on you, tonight in the name of Jesus, I speak to your kidney. I command that kidney, receive the life of God. Come back to life and function right.
Yeah.
If your liver was packing up on you, I speak to your liver. In the name of Jesus, receive the life of God. Now, now. If your prostate is going down, in the name of Jesus, I speak to that prostate. Receive the life of God. Now. Every part of you, every part of you, your reproductive tract, your uterus, your ovaries, every part of you, your fallopian tube. You may be done with having children, but you don't need to have cancer there. You may be done with having children, but you don't have to carry sickness there. Receive the healing of God now in the name of Jesus. Heart problems. Receive the word of God you have. Receive the healing of God you have. Receive the healing of God you have in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
The water of heaven. The water of heaven. The water of heaven. The water of heaven. 2 Kings chapter 5. Let me try to close quickly. 2 Kings chapter 5 verse 10. The waters of heaven. And Elisha sent a messenger unto him, Naaman, saying, go and wash in the Jordan 7 times, and thy flesh shall come again to thee, and thou shalt be clean. Naaman was a general, but he was a leper. He was a rich man, but he was a leper. He had a dysfunction. He had an affliction that nobody could heal. He had paid the highest, everything he could pay, to every physical, medical person, professional in the land, and he was not cured. He came unto this man of God who had the spirit of perception. And the man of God said, go wash in the Jordan. What's the Jordan? Why is the Jordan? Look at what Naaman said. He didn't understand it, because in his mind, what is so powerful? What is so different with the Jordan? That's how the mind of man thinks many times. There might be someone online who heard me say, get that cup of water after this service, drink it. They may say, what is in that? Get that handkerchief and place it upon. They might say, what the mind will say, what is in that? Well, what is in that is the anointing of God, is the waters from heaven. Why is the Jordan different? Because when Naaman heard it, the Bible says in verse 11, he was angry. He went away and said, behold, I thought he would surely come out to me and stand and call on the name of the Lord his God and strike his hand over this place and recover the leper. Are not Abana and Pharpar, these are very good rivers where people pay a lot of money to go to, beachside. He says, are this not the rivers of Damascus? Are they not better than all the waters of Israel? Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? There is no water better than the waters from heaven. The Jordan is a place of divine endorsement. That's a place of Holy Spirit crossover. There is no water anywhere better than the Jordan. So the prophet said, go and dip in the Jordan. Go and wash 7 times. He didn't do it. He was angry. Then one of his servants said to him, ha, my master, if this man asks you to do something more difficult, you will do it. He only said, go and dip in the Jordan and wash. And then he thought about it and went and did it. You see, that's the difference many times between our spirit and our mind. Our mind depends so much. Our mind depends so much on medical science. Medical science is just a tool. It's just a tool. God has many other tools. Don't be stuck to it. Don't be stuck to it. Use it. Use it. But don't be stuck to it. Don't be stuck to it. Don't believe in your mind, oh, once I see my doctor, everything will be fine. That's the way some Christians believe. No matter their problem, they think, oh, once I see my doctor, everything will be fine. Who told you? Who told you? God has waters from heaven. Healing waters. Healing waters. Healing waters. Healing waters. Healing waters.
Amen.
The Bible says the Garden of Eden had rivers. Rivers. And the Bible even told us the name of those rivers. What were those rivers? What were those rivers? Those are waters beyond the firmament. Waters from heaven. No sickness could find its way into Eden. Although the moment Adam got out of the garden, sickness came. Death came. But while he was in that garden, washing every day in those rivers, he couldn't be sick. I call you well in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I call you healed in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I call your physical body restored in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I call your health coming back to life in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Father, we thank you for your word tonight. Amen. We give you praise for that which you have spoken unto us.
Amen.
That even though it's different from what we prepared, I know you did something supernatural on this line tonight. Let testimonies come forth. Your word says our health will spring forth speedily Our noonday will break forth in the name of Jesus. Let that be the portion of your children. I thank you for it. I give you all the glory, and I give you all the praise in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. God bless you, beloved. God bless you. Have a good night. Meditate on the word of God tonight. Drink that water. Drink that water in faith. Call yourself healed and restored. And so shall it be in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.